Good morning. Spain's top court has handed down a ruling preventing the upper house of parliament from debating and voting on an amendment to the country's penal code, an unprecedented interference in the legislature that foreshadows potential political turmoil for the coalition government heading into election year. The constitutional court ended a nine-hour debate on Monday by accepting an appeal by the main right-wing opposition Popular Party to halt the passage through parliament of a reform on how judges are elected to certain judicial bodies, including the constitutional court itself. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez lashed out at the PP, saying the decision was unprecedented in 44 years of Spanish democracy, and also in European terms, as it had paralysed Parliament and affected the renewal of the Constitutional Court, which is demanded by the Constitution. He said the Popular Party's aim was to retain by spurious means power that the citizens denied them in the elections. He called for serenity and promised the government would work to break the judicial deadlock with whatever measures were necessary. The government will ask the European Union for loans worth €84 billion and a further €7.7 billion in grants as part of the bloc's COVID-19 recovery package, so the economy minister Nadia Calviño said yesterday. That means that Spain will seek its full allotment under the European Pandemic Relief Package worth a total of more than €800 billion, as well as use of €2.6 billion in new Repower EU aid aimed at improving energy security in Europe following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The next stage of the recovery plan must be approved by Brussels within 2 months after Madrid formally requests the funds, and their disbursement will be linked to new reforms and milestones. The government estimates that the EU grants and loans will on average add 2.6 percentage points to gross domestic product annually through 2031. The Bank of Spain earlier yesterday slightly raised its economic growth prediction for this year to 4.6%, but cut its forecast for next year to just 1.3%. The grants and the loans will beef up financing already allocated to large projects such as microchip production and green hydrogen. And Maya Ruth Picasso, the daughter of the renowned Malaga artist Pablo Picasso, passed away yesterday at the age of 87. The news was released by her lawyer, Richard Malka, who said she died peacefully surrounded by her family. Maya was born in the French town of Boulogne-Billancourt in 1935. She was recognised as an expert in her father's paintings, starring in various donations of the artist's legacy to different museums. Her death occurred at the beginning of Picasso year, on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the artist's death. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.